Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on June 3rd is a Gillette City Council meeting. That's Monday, June 3rd, because this City Council meeting will be taking place one day earlier than usual, so that members of our City Council have time to make it to the Wyoming Association of Municipalities convention in Pinedale. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some of the City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Unfortunately, many Gillette residents have recently fallen victim to scams. On the newest Eye on Gillette, we talked with members of the Gillette Police Department about what kinds of things to look out for in scam calls or emails. You can watch on the City of Gillette YouTube channel or check out the link in the description. Since the city pool is still closed this summer as they build our new pool, the City of Gillette has again teamed up with the Campbell County Recreation Center to provide free open swim sessions this summer. Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4:30 p.m. will be free open swimming at the Campbell County Rec Center for the rest of the summer. For more information on Campbell County Parks and Recreation, check the link in the description. Also opening for the summer, the concession stand at the Splash Pad at the Energy Capital Sports Complex. The concession stand is open when the Splash Pad is open, so 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, unless it has to be closed due to weather or for maintenance. There will be a special City Council meeting on June 11th for second readings. One second reading of the budget ordinance, and also a second reading of the amendments to Chapter 5 of the City Code. The first readings of both of those will be at the June 3rd City Council meeting. Speaking of which, here's what's on the June 3rd City Council agenda. We've got a few street closures at this meeting. One is for the Big Lost Meadery's revived Donkey Creek Music Festival on June 22nd. Another is to close the 3rd Street Plaza for an ice cream social to meet the candidates on June 26th from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then there will be sort of a bulk street closure covering all of Gillette Main Street's events for the year, like Downtown Thursday Nights, Brews and Crews, and the Parade of Lights. Aside from street closures, there's also a catering permit for Grinners on June 14th for an Affiliates Motorcycle Club pre-run fundraiser. Council will consider a bid award for the Traffic Safety Storage Shed and PD K9 Kennels. The Traffic Storage Shed would be a building to store traffic safety items that are currently stored in a big rented shipping container, so a proper building would be a big step up. The canine kennels would be used as a place for the canine units to live when their handlers are away for an extended period. Council will consider a resolution authorizing the submission of an application for federal funding from the Transportation Alternatives Program to support the Lakeway Road Pathway Project. The Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAP grants, supports projects that expand transportation options and improve the travel experience. TAP projects include pedestrian and bicycle facilities, safe routes for non-drivers, conversion of abandoned railway corridors and trails, scenic turnouts and overlooks, outdoor advertising management, historic preservation and rehab of historic transportation facilities, vegetation management, archaeological activities, stormwater mitigation, and wildlife management, according to the Wyoming Department of Transportation page on the program. If the city is awarded the grant, there would be a required local match for the project, which would be provided by optional 1% sales tax funds. If you would like to know more about TAP grants, I've linked to the YDOT page I mentioned in the description. They will also consider a professional services agreement for design and bidding for the City Hall Space Utilization Study 2024. We've had the study done already. This is the city hiring someone to create designs in line with the findings of the study. There are a couple of optional 1% sales tax supported projects. Council will consider a bid award for the Gurley Overpass Deck Injection Repairs Project. This is the repairs we do annually, called for by the Overpass Deck Inspection Project we had earlier this year. The other 1% project is the acceptance of public improvements for the Drainage at 8th and Stock Trail Project. There are two items from the May 28th Planning Commission meeting. One is a minor subdivision in Morningside Estates, where two properties are splitting the vacant lot in between them, making each slightly larger and removing the vacant lot. The other is a minor subdivision in the Gillette College subdivision, which is being split into two tracks along the path of Donkey Creek. At the City Planning Commission meeting, there was some confusion on what this entailed, but the minor subdivision question is only to make two distinct tracks, and there is no development planned at this time. Finally, as I mentioned earlier, there will be a couple of public hearings and ordinance readings for the first reading of the budget and the amendments to Chapter 5 of the City Code. Chapter 5 of the City Code is the one that deals with building codes, and the purpose of this amendment is to bring us in line with the new state-level codes regarding contractor licenses. There will also be a public hearing for Budget Amendment Number 4. That's a brief look at the June 3rd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.